Chapter 10. In the Coal Cellar. The next morning, Ashton woke up because of a noise in the kitchen and found the vicar drinking from a bottle of wine. Furious, Ashton hit him.
"I need to drink," shouted the vicar. "There's nothing else to do."
Ashton pushed him, and the bottle fell and smashed.
"Please, please be quiet," Ashton begged.
"I've been quiet for too long," the vicar shouted. "I can't stay here any more."
"Shut up," Ashton whispered, terrified that the Martians would hear them.
"No,"
the vicar shouted at the top of his voice. He stood and extended his arms.
"The word of the Lord is upon me."
Ashton took a chair and hit the vicar over the head. He fell to the ground, unconscious.
"Thank God he's quiet," thought Ashton. "I hope the Martians didn't hear the madman."
But it was too late. A Martian was moving towards the house. The crack in the kitchen wall widened as a Martian tentacle entered the house through it. The tentacle was 2 meters away, slowly twisting and turning. It would reach Ashton soon, if he didn't find a hiding place. Ashton started to tremble. Was this the end? He moved past the vicar's unconscious body and opened the door to a small coal cellar. Inside, he shut the door and hid behind a pile of coal. He heard the tentacle knocking against things in the kitchen. It dragged the vicar's body across the floor of the kitchen towards the crack in the wall. Ashton couldn't see anything, but heard the tentacle pull the vicar through the crack in the wall and carry him away. Ashton tried not to think about what was going to happen to him next. Soon, the tentacle was back. This time, it hit the cellar door. Ashton was terrified. Did the Martian know there was another person in the house? The tentacle opened the cellar door, and Ashton could hear it moving in the darkness. It touched the walls, ceiling, wood, coal, and even his boot. Ashton tried not to scream. Finally, the tentacle grabbed a piece of coal and took it out of the room to examine it. The tentacle then moved around the kitchen and soon found the food cupboard. Tins fell to the ground, bottles smashed, and then there was silence for a long time. Ashton prayed softly and didn't move. He was starving and thirsty, but he didn't dare to leave the cellar. He drifted in and out of sleep and had no idea what day it was anymore. Ashton opened his eyes in the darkness. There was complete silence outside, no noise at all coming from the spaceship. Slowly and painfully, he moved from the coal cellar into the kitchen. The food cupboard was empty after the Martian's visit. There was no more food or drink in the house. Ashton's mouth was dry and his throat was painful.
"I need water," he thought. "I'll get some from the rainwater pump, even if they hear me. I don't care anymore."
He pumped some of the disgusting rainwater and drank the black liquid. Fortunately, no Martian tentacle appeared as a result of the pumping noise. Suddenly, Ashton heard the sound of a dog. It smelled him and barked. Ashton decided to encourage the dog to come inside the house.
"Maybe I can kill him and eat him," he thought. "Anyway, I should kill him before he alerts the Martians that I'm here."
He moved slowly and with great difficulty towards the dog.
"Good dog," he said very softly. "Come here."
But the dog moved away and disappeared. Again, Ashton noticed the silence all around him. Where were the Martians? Ashton looked through the leaves of the red plant covering the window. The pit was empty. No spaceship, Martians, or tripods. just a few human skeletons lying on the ground. Birds were busy eating the bones. Was it all over? Was he finally free to leave this house? Slowly and weakly, Ashton left the house. The sun was shining brightly, and it was hard for him to see after all those days in the dark house. There were no signs of any Martians. The buildings around were all destroyed, and the red cactus plant grew everywhere. A breeze blew the red plant. Oh, the sweetness of fresh air!